Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about building community around being dyslexic, finding our own people, how we support each other, and you know, how do we get those ideas that spark, you know, really positive change in our lives. Just wanted to riff on that a little bit today because, you know, it's an important thing. It's really important to make sure we don't feel alone, because it can feel really lonely, especially when people are only in the early stages of discovering they may have dyslexia or be neurodiverse. So let's dive into it. Okay, so why did the topic of building community, finding other people like us pop up? You know, like many dyslexics, my brain's always seeking new information. I listen to podcasts, I watch documentaries from time to time. I'm always listening to people smarter than myself giving talks and advice, and you know, it really helps, right? Like we're all absorbing from a heap of different places in our lives, and our brains latch onto some things and kind of create their own version, really. You know, it's usually the way it works. This dyslexic brain is fantastic at finding connections between things we've dealt with and been with. And this recent thing I was looking at was all around community and how the world has become so much larger than it's ever been, with so many more options and so many more things around us. But at the same point, with all these people, we're also the loneliest we've ever been. Now, I believe in the UK, the United Kingdom, they've created a minister or a politician who focuses on loneliness. You know, that has got to be the most interesting choice, you know, thing to happen, right? I think it's a good thing they're doing something about it, but it also says how far we've come. You know, politics always seems to be the last thing to act. You know, it always feels like that, but it's true, right? The world is lonely. And if we throw into the mix this feeling of this neurodiversity, this dyslexic, you know, understanding, and if you're quite new to finding out about this, maybe the last 6-12 months, you know, it takes a bit to actually completely understand what's happening to you, or what you've been like, or what you haven't known. Like I know, you know, when I realized what dyslexia was at 30, after being diagnosed at 10 and kind of forgetting about it, you know, it took a while for me to kind of click to it. And in a way, one of the challenges of it is you feel very cut off. You know, unless you're lucky enough to be around a bunch of other people you know are dyslexic and you can have deeper conversations, you know, you seek out things like this podcast and other information around you. But at the same point, you know, even with me in your ear, it's still lonely, right? You know, you don't know what you don't know. And it's hard to even talk to people about it because you're still learning. And especially if they don't have dyslexia, if they don't have the same challenges you are experiencing, right? Like it's really tough. People go, oh, they're there. You know, that's okay. We get it. It's horrible. It's hard. Or, you know, they try and do what they can to sound empathetic. In some cases, they are. In some cases, they may have dyslexia and not know about it themselves, right? Probably more than not, in many cases. You know, but the challenge can be is how do you bridge that gap? How do you actually find a place in yourself that really, you know, that feels good? And, you know, being alone, being in a friend group that doesn't know you have dyslexia, and this happens a lot, people just try and hide it deeper and deeper down and say, hey, dyslexia is not going to impact my life. I'm just going to keep going. And that was what I did. You know, the reason I can say this is I did that. I found out at 10, I did some work around it when I was younger, and then I just hoped it would disappear and I'd ignore it. You know, and anyone said, hey, you've got dyslexia, I'd go, hey, no, it's not going to impact me. I'd built such a clear vision in my head about who I was. I didn't talk to anyone about it. I wouldn't say, you know, boo about it. I'd say it doesn't affect me. And I'd be so clear on that. You know, I it's like I knew everything in the world. Not that dyslexics sometimes get fully, you know, have a belief that they truly believe is truth, right? It doesn't happen, as I laugh. But I was really sure I was right. And, you know, in hindsight, I was completely wrong. Completely wrong. And I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. I didn't even think that I needed people to talk about it. I didn't even know that I needed to know more about it. And that was really tough. You know, so it's why we set up the Adult Dyslexia Support Group on Facebook, which has just hit 3,400 people, I believe. And I'll put a link in the bottom of this pod for anyone who hasn't joined. But the, you know, the need to be able to chat about this stuff and ask questions. And what I would implore you to do if you do join the group or other groups around the place is ask questions. You know, say, has this got to do with dyslexia? Could this be a dyslexic trait? And actually chatting to people like yourself, not even just about dyslexia, but just about life and understanding their view of the world and what they've experienced can make a massive, valuable impact. And you can build friendships over this stuff. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not saying grab a group of dyslexics and have a pity party. That's the opposite. You know, there's a real difference between empathy and the ability to build community and grow with people, but not, you know, feel bad about it. You know, I think dyslexia is a beautiful thing when you understand it, and when you can see it, when you can laugh about it, and when you can accept it. And it really helps, like, I don't know about you, but for me, I'm sometimes more accepting of others than I am of myself. I used to give myself a much harder time, should I say, than other people. I'd let other people could do some really strange stuff or really bad stuff in the grand scheme of it. And I'd be like, oh, that's okay. I forgive you. That's fine. But the minute I would do something even a quarter of that, I'd be like, you idiot. You're so stupid. Do you know what I mean? So you'd kind of, you know, beat yourself up. But if you find someone else who's telling you about their experience and you can help accept them and they can help accept you, there's a real energetic feeling about that that's powerful, you know, because you'll have a lot of things that maybe in different ways that you really connect on at a deeper level. It doesn't just have to be people with dyslexia. It could be ADHD. It could be people you think are dyslexic. You know, that when you first find out you have dyslexia, you do realize how many others you've attracted with similar challenges but haven't actually said it out loud. You know, there's a huge number of the population that haven't been diagnosed. You know, the estimates of dyslexics in the world is so varied because of the poor diagnosis rates. You know, you hear everything from 10 to 20%. Yale University say it's 20% of the population have some level of dyslexia, which is crazy when you think about it. So like there's a heap of people out there probably very like yourself. And I'll tell you, when you don't feel alone, and like the benefit of me doing this podcast is I don't feel alone. The amount of messages I get from people who go, you know, they've had a penny drop moment or they understand their kids better or they understand themselves. You know, I'm sure this podcast has probably helped people self-diagnose themselves a little bit as well over time. But like, because I'm getting that feedback and that connection, I know that I'm not the only one going through this. Because there are points in life where you go, there's no one else going through this. I hate myself. Life is just, you know, throw in an expletive word and it's painful. And finding others that are going through a similar journey is just golden. It's just such an, you know, I can't share it enough. I really can't share it enough. So if you do decide to join the group, jump in there and share a bit of your story. We want to see posts. We want people to ask questions. You know, there are a lot of people out there like yourself. So, you know, even if you feel like you are alone, it's just not the case. Other places for community as well is just things like places like Reddit are really good as well. I'm just thought I'd share some ideas. Reddit's a great place. Also, starting to share and own your own challenges with friends and family. You would be surprised at who would pop up and might say, oh, I was diagnosed with dyslexia, or I was diagnosed maybe with ADHD or something else that's a neurodiversity kind of thing. And that everyone will have, you know, there's probably more people out there than you know that are just not willing to talk about it because they either, one, have bottled it up so deep inside that they don't look at it, or two, they just haven't come to that awareness level of going, I need to take this out and look at it. I've had friends that were diagnosed when they were young like myself and literally just thought it kind of disappeared or thought they'd put enough solutions in place that they didn't have to worry about it. But you could see it bubbling up in other parts of their life. You know, it's kind of like, you know, if something's got air in it and you hold it underwater long enough and you keep holding it, it still wants to come back to the surface, right? And sometimes bubbles pop out of it and appear. that's kind of what happens when you hold dyslexia down, is that maybe you can hold dyslexia down, but little bubbles start to seep out and affect other parts of life. And it starts to appear in other places, other challenges. That's how I dug deeper, is that I've spent so long trying to hunt it out. And it was only by talking to others that they were able to say, hey, maybe dyslexia is the thing you need to dig deeper into that you haven't. So not only can you help yourself by building closer community around dyslexia, as you can help others. You know, you can share ideas, thoughts. You know, the smallest seed, you know, people here on this podcast will get shared with, you know, can lead to life-changing events, right? A small seed they hear here that they go and grow, you know, it's game-changing. And this can happen for you if you help other people, talk to them, support them. Imagine if every dyslexic went out and found two other dyslexics to help, and they went and found two other dyslexics to help. It just becomes a big kind of cool thing. Yeah, that's why we started the Facebook group, so people could talk and chat and ask questions and help each other, because it's, you know, you don't have to do this alone. There is no, you don't get a prize for getting to the end of life and going, I did that all by myself without any help. There's no one there with a prize sticker going, well done. You know, it's not how it works. You know, it's okay to break down in front of a friend and say, hey, I just feel terrible and everything's falling apart. Help me. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually how life should be led. And we should help each other. Sometimes we're strong, sometimes others are strong. You know, something I learned in me and my wife practice that we really love is in our relationship is, imagine you've got 100 points of energy. And at some point in a day, I may have 80 points of energy and my wife may have 20 points. So I've got a lot more energy. So I can take on a lot more load. I can help with more stuff. I can support her more. And then there are days where I'm on a 20 and she's on an 80. And she can take on a lot more and load. And she does it with me. And she doesn't judge me for that. We're just aware that, you know, and however you number it, this is just the way we number it. But it's, you know, however you do it, you know, it all comes down to community. Whether that's a relationship with one person or a relationship with a much larger group. It's just important. And, you know, you can sometimes sit there and think, oh, is it really important? I can just do it myself. Some people listen to this podcast and go, hey, that's a great idea, but I'll think about it later. Just like think about who could you reach out to talk about your experience? You know, who could you chat to about it and share what you're going through? Because just getting it out and speaking the spoken word is huge, so valuable. That's what I want to share today, guys. If you do want to join the group, I will add it in a link in the podcast notes. You're welcome to join. It's free. We just talk about stuff and share bits and bobs from time to time. But if you don't, that's fine as well. But all I would say is don't close yourself off to talking about your experience and finding others like you, because it can be super helpful. You know, it's great. You know, life doesn't have to be done alone. And, you know, sharing really, really does help. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week.